Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So there you go. I hope you enjoyed your The Olympics, They Kinda Suck update. We got one in today, though. We sort of needed one in there. What doesn't suck is NBA free agency. It is moving. It is happening quickly now, even in day two. We're seeing an awful lot of headlines come out, but no headlines attached to Kelly Oubre Jr. What do you think his market really is? Like, what team is looking at Kelly Oubre? What GM is rubbing their hands together thinking, that's a missing piece I'm willing to overspend on? Is there a team out there that is looking at him saying, that's our guy? Doesn't seem to be. Find me the rumor. Find me the Kelly Oubre is attached to rumor that you feel really good about. I've seen a couple of teams and names, but I don't know.
What's fascinating here is that clearly lots of guys who are not as intriguing as Kelly Oubre have been signed, right? So it almost seems to me that after a few big deals went down early, and frankly it was mostly guys staying with the teams they were with, Kelly Oubre's, or his agent maybe more specifically, strategy is going to be to sort of wait and let a sign-and-trade market develop. Because right now, there's really nobody out there who has the level of cap space that would make it worth Kelly Oubre's while to leave the Warriors. I mean, honestly, if nothing else happened, Kelly Oubre and Dennis Schroeder are probably the two most notable guys just sort of twisting out there who definitely seemed like they didn't want to take that mid-level exception from their current team, but could be left without a lot of better options unless there's a sign-and-trade market. So, you know, look, we didn't hear about the sign-and-trade market for DeMar DeRozan making that kind of money until it happened. I don't think there's any chance that either of those guys, Schroeder or Oubre, will make DeRozan money. So, you know, something like that could come out and surprise us. The good news for the Warriors is if Oubre is in a sign-and-trade, that benefits them in some way. And, you know, we'll see how they're able to turn that into something. But I wouldn't be shocked if, look, the Jazz can't take Oubre.
Because they can't take on new money because of their – I know you explain it to me, Matt. You're going to do a better job than I am. I'm going to botch
it. It's not even worth explaining. It's just a fact. The Jazz are not going to take Kelly Oubre unless something completely magical happens. But could the Warriors work out some sort of deal that gives the Jazz Eric Paschal, close friend of Donovan Mitchell, who they are apparently interested in, according to multiple reports, and sends Kelly Oubre to a different team that wants to pay him somewhere between $13 and $18 million a year, and ends up with Joe Ingles here?
Because that to me, needs to be involved.
Yeah, I feel like that is the best they could do, is somehow turn Eric Paschal and Kelly Oubre into Joe Ingles. Then you know what? Go ahead and do whatever with the extra veteran or mid-level cash you have lying around. Like, this team is deep and dangerous. I don't think there's a better player than Ingles that they could add in any other way right now without a massive trade. So of all the rumors I've heard, that is the most interesting to me.
Yeah, and I think because I don't want to say the market's drying up because there's still a lot of players out there, but I think the stuff that, you know, that Oubre might have been looking for simply did not materialize. And he might have to settle, and he might have to settle again. I mean, the come down for him in a walk year where he didn't play a bunch of games, started off poorly, and really only had a window of about 30 games where he was useful, I think, you know, really works against him more than anything else. You know, I think he, you know, the Warriors basically took him on the come. And in a walk year, he didn't deliver the way he wanted to get paid for it. And I think that's where he is right now, stuck.
I think he would. Here's the thing. And I think he could look good in the Warriors system in year two. Like, now that he knows it, now that he understands the payday that he's waiting for and the opportunity that he's afraid of taking because it could mean six-man duty. But it really, like, look at the situation as it is, Kelly. It does not mean that. It doesn't. You could be the Golden State Warriors starting two guard until Klay's ready to come back. And there's no embarrassment going to the bench for a guy of Klay Thompson's ilk.
Better yet, if you play well enough, who's to say it's not Andrew Wiggins that goes to the bench?
Exactly. Exactly. And we know that he'll, you know, he'll take whatever the coach asks him to do. He's that kind of a guy. He's not going to rock the boat. I just think he would be best off to hit that payday dollar here. One more year of patience. But again, asking a player in his prime to be patient for that big payday, it's a big ask. It's a tough ask. But I don't know if he's going to have an actual option.
Well, that's the thing.
Is the big payday he's waiting for. Where is it?
It's not a tough ask if it's your best option. And then, you know, that may be what it comes down to. That said, again, I would say I do not think there's any reason to rule out another team being interested in paying him that $13 to $18 million if a sign-and-trade could be worked out. So I don't think his dreams of a payday are over by any stretch, but it is possible that he ends up eventually in a situation where he's not really going to get more than $5 to $7 million a year. So why not put yourself in a walk year again with a pretty good team in the Warriors?
Yeah, I can't imagine that he's terribly excited about the imperfect comp of Otto Porter taking essentially 10% of what he made last year. Because it seems to me that there is at least a subliminal message that the league is sending out, is that there are some guys that are worth as much as we can pay them. There are a few guys who we're willing to overpay, but not ridiculously overpay, and everybody else gets their shoes squeezed. And Kelly Oubre could end up being one of those guys in the latter group.
Nemanja Bjelica, Otto Porter Jr., two free agents have agreed to contracts with the Golden State Warriors, and the biggest agreement on as big a possible contract as you can agree to was agreed to today. Steph Curry, a four-year, $215 million contract extension. He becomes the first player in basketball history to sign two $200 million-plus contracts, and it could not have happened to a better player or a nicer guy. I'm looking right now at what is the expected depth chart of the Los Angeles Lakers. Kind of interesting. I mean, look, Russell Westbrook and Kendrick Nunn are your point guards, and we know that that's where LeBron plays as well. Your shooting guards are Talen Horton-Tucker, Wayne Ellington Jr., and Malik Monk. LeBron James, Kent Bazemore, Alphonso McKinney, just always repping, are your small forwards, with Anthony Davis, Carmelo Anthony, Trevor Ariza as your power forwards. Your centers are Dwight Howard and Mark Gasol. Again, in a time machine, oh my God, that's an NBA champion. In 2020-21 upcoming NBA season, it's as interesting as it can remain healthy, but even at its healthiest, I don't know what to make of that. I really do not know what to make of that. I'm here for it. I can see why they're going to sell out and sell an awful lot of tickets to watch what that team could be. But I would I wouldn't feel good at all betting on the Los Angeles Lakers on any win over under, because I got no idea. If you told me that that team got so rickety that it missed the playoffs even. I don't know about missing the playoffs, but falling deep in whatever Western Conference it exists in, or wins the NBA title. Like, that's, it's a massive pendulum swing. It's like Kuminga. Could be an all-star, could be in Greece.
I mean, look, they're going to sell out every game for forever because they sold out every game for every year that they were terrible. That's not the issue. They have enough true believers that every seat will be filled until the three of us are long and safely dead. But the last time they basically, you know, a team in the NBA did this thing, it was because it was the Boston Celtics, and it was because they had guys who had all played for them for a decade, and they owed them for their service. This is just assembling old guys and hoping that their margin for error, while incredibly thin, you know, works in their favor. They're asking for everybody to get lucky, including the fact that their best young player has a history of injury. I mean, if I were the team, I would start seriously thinking about paying the trainer $5 million a year because he's going to work his ass off. And if you're buying tickets to that team, it's going to be very rare where you're not going to see some form of your favorite players getting load managed just so they can get to the finish line. I think it's, they've decided to cheat fate too many times with this roster to me.
We got much more coming up, including Alex Dickerson at 3:30 today. We're going to come on back, hear what Matt has to think about this Lakers team. We're going to pivot to what happened in Arizona last night, where Alex Dickerson broke out in a really big way. It even affected how well he played in the field. And oh, by the way, it's the San Francisco Giants with Johnny Cueto versus Madison Bumgarner tonight. So we're going to talk about that too when we come on back. Damon Ratto and Kolsky. And now through September 3rd, you can get your training camp insight every Monday and Friday at noon with San Francisco Training Camp Live, hosted by Bonte and Joe Shasky, the Butcher Boy. Find out who's hot, who's hurt, who's going to make an impact come week one. Follow San Francisco Training Camp Live exclusively on the audio app, Odyssey app, excuse me, where you go to get your audio. Mondays, Fridays, it's going to be dropped at noon. Come get it. Odyssey is your home for all the sports, the podcasts, the music, everything you need. Download the Odyssey app today. Damon Ratto and Kolsky here on 95.7 The Game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky continues on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, it's great to have you here. What a day for the Warriors, adding free agents, getting Steph another max. Guy on the text line says, Lakeup has nothing to do with Curry. Curry was drafted by a Cohen team. Yeah, that what a really great way to frame it, that Joe Lacob and Steph Curry have probably never even met. I mean, let's be honest. They probably don't even have each other's cell phone numbers, right? One has nothing to do with the other. One guy isn't implicitly owning this team in a great way that makes a megastar want to stay with it forever. Calm down. Listen to the hosts. They'll set you on the right path. And here is Matt Kolsky to set people on the path of the Golden State, or excuse me, not the Golden State Warriors, but we were just talking a little bit about the Lakers before we had to go to break, Matt. And I know that you wanted to weigh in on a team that is just going to be very, very interesting. I mean, they're going to lead the NBA in old guys, and can these old guys perform questions all year long? Carmelo's 37. LeBron, 36. Ariza's 36. Gasol's 36. Howard's 35. He turns 36 in December. Wayne Ellington is 33. Russell Westbrook is all of a sudden the young guy at 32.
Man, it's like me on this radio show. I listen.
Oh, that's a shot. It's accurate. It's bullseye, but it's a shot.
Here's the thing. Old guys doesn't mean bad guys, right? And in a lot of ways, there's a lot to like about what the Lakers did. You know, we can all laugh at the fit of LeBron and Russ in terms of two guys who want the ball in their hands as much as possible and also want to shoot, and maybe neither of them is a great three-point shooter. But there's a lot of talent among those old guys, and Russell Westbrook did still lead the league in assists last year, I'm fairly certain. So, like, it's not a total waste. What they are doing is they're taking a certain kind of gamble. And whether it's LeBron or if this really is Rob Pelinka's philosophy, that gamble seems to be that the best thing we can do is surround our two stars with a lot of sort of ready-to-go, plug-and-play guys, not all of whom are likely to play significant minutes, and maybe not even all of whom are likely to make it through the season. But, hey, we got a lot of guys who can do a handful of things on minimum deals, and we're putting a lot on the shoulders of the three guys on maximum deals. And I don't think that's an insane way to approach it, and maybe more to the point, you're going to have to gamble somewhere right now. There is no road for any team to prohibitive favoritehood. Even the Lakers and their big pocketbooks and their ability to attract talent, like, there's no Kevin Durant to the Warriors move to be had for anybody. Who is the favorite right now in the Western Conference? Because I would argue,
right? I mean,
but honestly, in the West, I would argue it's the Suns by a long shot, by virtue of the fact that they are the only team in the Western Conference, in my view, that actually clearly improved from what they were last year, and they were in the finals just now. Like, they're basically the same team with a couple little additions around the edges. Meanwhile, is Utah better? I don't know, and they're reportedly trying to get Eric Paschal at the cost of Joe Ingles. The Lakers aren't better. They're different, but not clearly better.
The Clippers are worse because of the Kawhi Leonard injury. The Nuggets are worse because we don't know when Jamal Murray's going to be back. Like, this conference is wide open, which does kind of bring me back to the Warriors, because when you look at those teams, the geriatric Lakers, the half-missing Clippers, the Jamal Murray-less Nuggets, a Jazz team that was fugazi in the playoffs and hasn't done much to improve, a Suns team that I really like and think, again, are the favorites right now, but hey, most of you people out there said they only made it to the finals because everyone else was hurt. Like, this serious, direct competition for the Western Conference title is right there to be had with what the Warriors already have on their roster, and I do not believe they're done.
They have Otto. That's all I need to know. They're golden. As for the Lakers, you have that many old guys in the same room day in and day out. The chances that you're going to get some of them hurt increase because your alternative when one of them goes down is probably another old guy. You know, I think Frank Vogel trying to juggle that, not in terms of personalities or playing style, but who can go tonight is going to be the great unknown yet potentially dangerous factor that can change most of the Western Conference, because I don't know how you keep all those guys healthy all the time. I mean, LeBron James missed a bunch of time last year, and he is made of titanium. You know, all these other guys, you know, you can't play all of them 10 minutes a game. You know, some of these guys are going to be extended, and in most likely, most of them are. And I just think they run far too dangerous a game to be taken that seriously in the West.
It's going to be fascinating. And getting back to how wide open it is, the absence of the Clippers is another reason to say, oh my gosh, this really is wide open. And Kawhi Leonard's a free agent. Is Kawhi Leonard going to be a Clipper? Do you think Kawhi really wants to go back, or does his eye start wandering towards Dallas, who I think would be happy to pull the, we'll go ahead and spend a year of max money on a player we know is not going to play, like Durant got in Brooklyn.
I don't see it.
They have the owner who would do. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, it's just it's hard. First of all, it's hard for me to believe that there wasn't a handshake deal in place that Kawhi was staying in the first place. Second of all, to the extent that we know anything about Kawhi, what we've always been told is that, like, getting to L.A. so he could live in San Diego and do exactly what he's been doing, which is, like, largely dissociating from the team whenever possible.
Right.
Like, there's nothing about what I understand his motives to be that would suggest he would go anywhere at this point.
Right. It seemed like the motive was get me to California and I'll have an NBA career there because it's close to San Diego.
Kind of. And I'm not saying he didn't want to win. Obviously, he did things to try to win, getting Paul George there in the first place. But, like, he's about to have a year of rehab, and I think he's pretty comfortable with the way he can sort of dictate terms with the Clippers organization. You know, it'd be weird to me if he made all these plays to put himself in exactly this situation, and then when he got hurt, somehow decided it was time to leave.
Yeah, and the Clippers have gone out of their way, on top of going out of their way, to keep him happy.
Yeah.
And I don't know that Mark Cuban can make him happier than happy, happy, happy. Because the one thing Mark Cuban can't do is move Dallas to San Diego.
That would take a lot of money.
And I don't mean the franchise, I mean the town.
Yeah.
It's a long commute. And here's the other thing, like, just in terms of the Clippers bending over backwards, like, think of how weird the whole end to his playoff season was. This is a guy who effectively told the team, don't you worry about this. I'll have my doctors look at it. Call me day to day.
And then like a month later, you found out he actually had a torn ACL the whole time. Like, I don't. But we've never heard a peep of, like, the Clippers are frustrated with the way Kawhi Leonard has handled. Nah. It's all, like, they're all in and just want him to come back. You know, they've done everything.
Right. I think they know that picking a fight with him is not a safe place to live. So they're not going to be doing that.
Yeah, picking a fight with him is to become the Kings again. So they can't do that.
Sorry, Sacramento. But you know it's true.
Well, I mean, look, you wear the clothes, people are going to accuse you of being that.
Yeah. I like the Rashawn Holmes signing.
And so the story of the Sacramento Kings.
Yeah. I mean, the Kings are less embarrassing than they used to be. But even when they do something right, there's always that hidden tax bill that's attached to it. You know, I mean, they've been on the come for 4 years now, and they haven't arrived yet. So until they do, I'm going to assume that they're not.
Our friend Alex Dickerson is going to be arriving soon enough. So knowing that, kind of want to turn our attention back to last night's game. And in case you weren't paying attention and didn't realize what Alex Dickerson did, he did this and he did it loud.
That ball is hammered way back there. A grand slam. That's the one he's been looking for. And that's the one the Giants have been looking for from Alex Dickerson.
John Miller, NBC Sports Bay Area, and needed it. Look good, feel good, play good. He's been saying he's been putting together good at-bats, but the results just weren't there. And look, that happens in baseball. But with players coming back into the mix, you got to be making hay to earn your spot in this lineup right now. And you could say that even though the sun was shining on his at-bats, he was not making hay. Last night, the hay was there. Alex Dickerson, he barreled that bad boy. He put a triple off the wall. He looked like a Gold Glover out in left field. And we're very happy to welcome him back to the show, Alex Dickerson. His appearance brought to you by the County of Santa Clara. You can get vaccinated now for free at any of the drop-in locations, including Eastside San Jose, Downtown San Jose, Gilroy Mountain View, Sunnyvale, and more. Call 211 or visit sccfreevax.org to drop in closest to you. Alex, thank you so much for joining us, man. That had to feel like a good night of baseball.
Yeah, I had a fun time last night. Felt good.
So when you catch one quite like that, do you even feel it in your hands, or is it just like the cleanest, purest swing and the ball just disintegrates? Because you murdered that thing last night.
Yeah, I'd say the kind of how you described it is how it feels. You don't feel it. It's just one of those clean and loud swings where you just know right off the bat, hey, that's gone. I always try to argue that it's probably the most euphoric feeling in sports. Scoring a touchdown, having a dunk, something like that. Like, I just don't think it could physically match hitting a home run, like a really hard one, and then everybody having to watch you around the bases. So I do think that's the best feeling in sports.
So did you feel like the triple was a huge disappointment?
Well, it definitely was a lot tougher on my legs, that's for sure.
Do you feel like you missed an opportunity to break out a bat flip?
Nah, I've never done one, I don't think, in my life. My mind, I just kind of, I don't know, I live in the moment. I've taught to respect the game in a different way, and I don't know, I've really never gone that route. Home runs, I try to act like I've been there before.
Speaking of your legs last night, a lot of plays for you out in left field and a couple of real runners. Is there something about the big day at the plate that you feel like sort of the old baseball stereotype, the ball starts finding you and you have a big day, sort of a chicken and egg situation?
Really don't happen like that. It's kind of chance. I mean, I've had 10 game stretches where I've seen one real hit to me, and then you'll have like a game where you have six or seven impact plays. The outfield's kind of random like that. And funny you guys bring that up because I don't really remember fielding that many balls. So that, I think that part kind of was a blur throughout the day. But, yeah, because I did – I am feeling a little sore. I realize I have been moving around a lot more.
And Kruko had a great line last night where he basically said, hey, they only need one outfielder tonight, and his name's Alex Dickerson. You look like Ricky Henderson out there, man. Come on. That was a really good night of baseball, and I know that you've been sitting on that night. You've been wanting to feel it. You've been wanting to see it, and we've been wanting it for you. So, you know, we've talked so much about the mental makeup of a hitter, and obviously you're all sitting on pitches waiting for them. But being in that ballpark, we know that that ballpark has been historically good to you. Do you feel like being there is part of the reason that it came together for you last night? You are very comfortable in Arizona.
Yeah, it can definitely factor. I think the biggest thing is the batter's eye is probably the best in baseball. You get the best view of the ball.
Really?
And I think that kind of helps when it comes to, you know, getting comfortable and also knowing that the ball is going to travel well, if there's a lot of room in the outfield. But really the big turning point for me was I felt good coming into the game. Had a great batting practice, felt like a few things had clicked there, but my first two at-bats were back to being awful. And all of a sudden, my third at-bat, as I was on deck, just tried something new with the feeling in my legs and took one swing. And I said, oh, that's what I've been searching for all year. And that's kind of how it's always gone for me. Every year of my career, I tend to come out of my biggest slumps with some feel that generally comes down to one swing. Sometimes it's in the middle of an at-bat. Sometimes it's the on-deck circle. But once you get that feel, all of a sudden the confidence is there. And then from there, I was able to have three really productive at-bats in a row and got a lot more confidence going forward.
Well, brother, we hope you stay in the groove because the Giants certainly needed every run they got last night, and that grand slam was special. You talked about Arizona's batting eye as the best and the cleanest. Which is the worst?
To be honest, San Francisco is the one that gave me the most trouble for the longest time until I started playing there consistently. It's tough when the backdrop is super far back. Your depth perception gets a little messed up. It is wide enough, which in a lot of places the big issue is that it's actually too narrow, and you catch either the fans or some stands or something where the guys actually release from. So a lot of times that can really factor in, or having a bright batter's eye where the sun shines on it. We deal with that. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but any sub 7 o'clock game, the first few innings, you tend to see a lot of strikeouts. And that is due to the fact that the sun is shining right on that wall, and it is super bright while the pitcher's throwing from a dark place. So it's just very hard to pick up the baseball for the first few innings.
I've also heard in San Francisco, and I guess this applies to the A's too, because we're all under the same sky. I've heard a couple of a major leaguers say that San Francisco and Oakland both have tough skies to play under. The ball blends more into the fog, I'm guessing, maybe. Have you ever felt that?
Yeah. So it's funny. For us being under the same sky, there's two different reasons why it's difficult. With our park, it's the wind. The sky, it has been a lot of high sky with no clouds, which is difficult this year. But the tough part with us is we are right on the water, and the ball can go in every which direction, and the wind is very inconsistent. With Oakland, it's the fact that, I don't know how this is, but that park feels like it beats down on all three outfield positions at all times during the day. And I don't think it's assable, but it does it there, and I don't know why.
Okay, then. Play architect. What would you do to fix the ballpark to take care of Alex Dickerson's personal needs?
Big one, you raise the batter's eye, get the batter's eye in a shadow, and you build stands in right field about 100 rows up. Mm. Block off the entire water, and then we don't deal with wind ever again. But it would take away the great view, one of the best in baseball, so I don't see that ever happening.
see-through bleachers up into the. Oh no, but then they don't block the sun. Hey, yeah, we're in a real quandary here. You are on a team that added two guys, but perhaps most notably Chris Bryant from the Cubs at the trade deadline. Early returns pretty good. You're a student of the batting game. Give us your Chris Bryant scout. How's he look up there to you?
I've said this since he got drafted. He is one of the most gifted I think I've ever seen in my life, and getting to just played against him a decent amount, but it's behind him last night, it was one of the things that really stood out to me is just how easy he gets on base. He can play every position, and then at the plate he's incredibly simple, but he's so strong. He's got so much length with his arms that he could reach a lot of stuff, and he's just a tough out every single time, and every single time he's up there, you think that he's going to do damage, and it is extremely in here.
Alex Dickerson with us here on 95.7 The Game. So I'm guessing, with Bumgarner available off the bench tonight, you're not going to start against the lefty. Is there any buzz in the Giants clubhouse about tonight's pitching matchup, which – I mean, it feels like we should pop in a DeLorean for this one. Cueto versus Bumgarner? That's a time machine in a baseball game.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I'm sure Buster and Craw are excited to probably face him.
I don't think they're in the lineup.
Really cool.
I don't think
them
either
going
guy's
against
in
each other.
I don't think Posey or Crawford is in the lineup tonight, Alex. I don't know if they're
going to
get
that. Oh, are they both out? Yeah. Okay. No, they are. Maybe. I bet they're actually a little disappointed that they're not facing them. But it's going to be good to see him out there, you know, getting to face him. I actually did get to face him a few times with San Diego. I always told him his success rate on me is good, but I hit every ball as hard as I could and right at the center fielder.
Well, I tell you what, hopefully he can keep things going. This is obviously the best team in baseball against a team that's struggling right now. So hopefully you keep a good things going. We can't help but notice that the Dodgers got the Astros, Walker Buehler and Lance McCullers. Are you doing any side-eye scoreboard watching, Alex?
Nah, it's not that time of year. We just got to kind of take care of our own business. When you're out front, you know that it's in your hands, and it's really just about coming in and winning every day, and that's the only thing that you can actually control.
I tell you, we've also got to promote the fact that you are going to be having fun at Jeremy Affeldt's charity bash to benefit his Generation Alive. Will you be wearing a halter top as you bartend?
I'll be wearing whatever I need to get the job done. If it requires that, then I'm in. I'm really excited about it. I'm excited to look like a fool trying to fill up people's beers, and it's for a great cause and helping underserved families and everything. And I'm really excited about it. You can go to generationalive.org and get tickets, and it's going to be a great event. And I got to do it 2 years ago, and it was probably one of the best charity events I've been a part of.
Well, I got to tell you, if it takes skin to win, I'm glad you're in. Thank you very much, Alex. Good luck to you and the team tonight. And again, congratulations on a night that I know that you were looking for. Let's keep it going.
Right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. Alex Dickerson. Oh, we got to get a better cell phone. He's such a good interview. I hate when he gets choppy. I love that guy, though. And man, he paid off last night. Again, the Jeremy Affeldt Charity Bash. Tickets are available, generationalive.org. It's going to take place outdoors on the rooftop deck just right across the street from the ballpark over at Hotel Villa. So when we come on back, much more still on the way this afternoon. A very interesting conversation assured with Anthony Slater a little bit next hour on the Warriors. The offseason continues. We'll update you on everything next here on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I always try to argue that it's probably the most euphoric feeling in sports. You know, scoring a touchdown, having a dunk, something like that. Like, I just don't think it could physically match hitting a home run, like a really hard one, and then everybody having to watch you around the bases. So I do think that's the best feeling in sports.
Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky continues on 95.7 The Game.
Alex Dickerson murdered a baseball last night. I mean, killed it. Caps dead. He hit that thing about as hard as you can hit a baseball, and it was equally a Titanic blast and a line drive all at the same time. Like, that thing went far. That thing got out. It sounded like a femur getting snapped. I don't mean to say you can hear it sometimes, but if you, yeah, one more time. Oh, it's like the echo. You know that when a major league swing comes with an echo in a ballpark, something was just hit really, really hard. That was Dickerson's grand slam last night. Another grand slam appearance here on the show. Somebody says this is a rhetorical question, but does Alex Dickerson ever disappoint in these interviews? No, he doesn't. This is one of the best interviews we could have with any major leaguer because he's just so real. I mean, he tells you about the struggles. He tells you about when it starts feeling good. It locks in during, my first two at-bats sucked, and then something with my legs clicked in the on-deck circle. Okay, I've never heard a guy talking about how my legs clicked in the on-deck circle in a third at-bat, and I just knew I was feeling better right there. He stayed in that groove with the triple that he came out with, and he talked about sports euphoria. Ray, I'm going to drift into what I know is almost, this is asking you about moments of euphoria feels like a wrong place to put a question, but what would you think, Ray and Matt, are the most euphoric things an athlete could actually feel? A grand slam home run? 100%. That's up there.
Given that it's Olympics time, setting a world record, really in any competition.
Yeah.
The one thing about a home run, though, the way he described it, it is, as near as I could tell, the only one where you get to have 30 seconds by yourself basking in it before anybody can run up and congratulate you, which is why I get completely why when guys hit a home run, they take their time going around the bases. And if you hit a grand slam that feels the way the one that Alex Dickerson described last night, I'd walk. In fact, I'd probably figure out a way to crawl just to let it linger a while longer. That's why I've always been amused by people who worry about the bat flip. But nobody ever talks about how slow guys go around the bases because they understand it. I mean, it's your own curtain call. It's your own, hey, look at me. It's the most attention getting device baseball has, and it's the one that everybody seems to understand without trying to go old school on it.
Yeah, I'd waltz, maybe a cha-cha-cha around the bases.
Cadillac.
That's got to be up there, and you know, as great as setting a world record would be, the singular instantaneous physical feeling of a home run, I think, puts it in a different sort of category. And to me, I think for me, part of this is personal taste, right? For me, like the ideal singular moment is the Vince Carter jumping over a Frenchman and just nasty mashing it through the rim with his area on the guy's face. That to me is probably the ultimate sports feeling, but there's lots of good ones. And when Ray said Olympics, the first thing I thought of was, can you imagine coming off like a baller vault and just sticking the landing? Just thump, and then you get to put your hands in the air and turn around to everyone like, yeah, you know I'm the ish right here. Look at it. I stuck it. That's got to be incredible.
The home run. Yeah, go ahead.
I was also thinking about the two guys who ran the 400-meter hurdles last night, and the one guy ran the second fastest of all time and ended up losing to the guy who just ran the fastest. And the euphoria that the silver medalist felt at the same time that he felt miserable, that's probably the weirdest thing in sports. It's because crazy. Reading all the accounts of it and watching it, the Norwegian guy who won it, you know, had set world records before. So, you know, he knew what that feeling was. The poor American who finished second set his own world record, except for the fact that there was a guy running next to him that ran faster than he did. That's got to be the weirdest feeling in sports, because on the one hand, you've done something you've never done before, and no other human except the bastard next to you in the next lane has just done. That, to me, has got to be the most bizarre thing. And that's the one reason why, as much of a guilty pleasure as the Olympics has been, you still get a moment like that where you go, yeah, this is what it's supposed to be. It's not supposed to be trying to flip off a virus so that you can make extra TV money. You know, it's not designed to make sure that all the guys in blazers feel good. It's about that one moment when somebody who has trained their entire life for that second and then gets it. That's what it's supposed to be.
They never
get it.
The other Olympic moment that we glossed over when we were talking about what the Olympics weren't, but what they were is when the guy from Australia and Qatar decided that they were going to split the high jump gold. It was Italy and Qatar. And they decided to split the high jump gold because they had both cleared. They had both failed to clear on three attempts. The one that would have separated the one from the other. So is there a handshake agreement? We could just walk away with double gold. And they did that. And it was a very cool moment. That was a video that definitely ran the gambit. I think that maybe Clay Thompson can understand a little bit how the guy who ran second greatest ever to the only great, like Clay Thompson is one of the single greatest 3-point shooters of all time. But for this damn teammate of his who always keeps on usurping him in terms of shooting acumen. So maybe that is a little bit. When I think of sports euphoria, I think we've definitely nailed some really, really awesome things. The knockout. A boxing knockout. That's it. I don't know if most euphoric, but it's certainly the most consequential, because I've seen grand slams and then we have six more innings to play.
Yeah.
A knockout means we're going home. I'm going to go to get dinner. And like in any other sport where you're like taking your, there's like an object that you're playing upon, a ball, a puck, or anything. Boxing is that one sport where the object is destroying the man in front of you. And that, when you do connect on that sweet spot, good night button on the chin, and you see the other guy just do the leg wobble and fall down, that's got to be about as good a feeling in the sports world as there is.
Yeah, you know, that also makes me think, like, I'm sure similar, but in a slightly different way. Like if you're a mixed martial arts fighter, the moment you like lock in a chokehold where you know,
good night,
like in 5 seconds, this guy's going to sleep.
Time to tap out.
Yep. That's got to be it's got to be an incredible feeling. There's a lot of good ones, man. I mean, and these are the things we love about sports, right? By the way, total non sequitur dictated by Ray's digression to the track thing. It made me think of, have you ever seen the
Sean Penn vehicle, Sweet and Lowdown.
He's a, like blues, a, he's a blues. He's a guitar player.
Yes, and he's always talking about, I'm the best guitarist in the world, except for this gypsy named Django Reinhardt. That's what Ray's
damn
story
Django Reinhardt, wherever you are. That's great. No, I do remember.
I'm the best guitarist in the world, except for that Django.
That's good. The D is silent. maybe that's another Django. Anyways,
no, it's the right Django.
Oh, is it? Oh, it's a Django. Yeah. Sports euphoria. I do love it. You talked about the Vince Carter dunk. Oh,
yeah.
That had to be. Like, I think Vince Carter will tell you that's still one of the greatest moments of his career, even though it didn't even happen in an NBA game. And by the way, what you were trying to describe earlier, it's the Bozak. That's a medical term. Look it up, kids.
Ah, that's my mistake. Here's another one. Football, I think it's a little harder to have that moment in a successful offensive play. Like, yeah, catching a touchdown with like a tough toe tap, I'm sure, is a pretty incredible feeling. But I think the closest to the sort of thing we're talking about might actually be if you're a defender and you just get a really big, clean hit, like especially if it's a sack, right? Like coming off the edge as a defensive end, just a clean nails to the quarterback's chest.
That's got to feel good.
Yeah.
Folding a dude in half. What do you get paid to do? I'm here to break ribs. What'd you do? I broke ribs.
Did you see Dan Campbell's comments today, by the way?
I saw people worried about them, and I don't understand why, because Dan Campbell's a football coach.
People being like, Dan Campbell has been largely ridiculous.
We're going to bite a kneecap off. We're going to take your other kneecap.
That stuff is goofy, but the actual quotes, I think, are classic football coach and kind of an incredible way to describe what even, I think, a progressive, I don't want people to die on the field football fan can understand is part of the game. Like, we can try to make football safer, but we can't make it a game where guys don't hit each other. Guys hitting each other is part of it. And this quote, let me read some of it. Because they're asking him about pads, right? First day of pads. What's exciting about that? Dan Campbell says, I want to see these guys compete. I want to see these guys get to the point where it's almost an all-out brawl, but there isn't one. If you don't push it almost to that point, you really won't get where you need to be or where you need to get, in my opinion, in this league to be competitive at the very highest level. To me, like, I am tired of football coaches saying, I want to see a brawl. But saying, I want to see it right up to the edge of a brawl without one, that's football.
100%. And by the way, this is your 4 o'clock hour.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.